So it sounds like Americans are checking out from Hollywood shows. This is coming from The Wrap. You sent this over. Americans are watching fewer American shows, according to this chart. They're watching more stuff from Korea, stuff from Japan. Yeah.
I was watching that stuff before. It was cool. So
a lot of people are, and I think especially during the strikes and the pandemic, I think viewing habits changed, and there really isn't must-see TV anymore on the American airwaves. Like, there aren't a whole lot of shows out there that, like, everybody watches, and a lot of the stuff that people are talking about, a lot of those shows are coming from other countries.
And yeah, because they're better shows. They have better stories, better characters. They aren't kowtowing to, you know, agenda points most of the time. They're just telling a good story with people that, that you know, are more reflective of who are around you.
And
they have some diversity, but not a lot.
Right, right. But it's interesting, though, because it said demand for U.S. shows is down worldwide. International audiences are turning to surprising alternatives. What they're saying is international audiences are done with Hollywood, too, and they're actually watching the same shows we are from, like, Korea and the U.K. and wherever else. Anywhere but
China, Japan.
China, Japan. And this is really interesting because it used to be that, you know, again, this is why I think we had pop culture, is everybody just kind of watched whatever handful of shows were available and broadcast in your corner of the world. And now you have a global audience.
Mm-hmm.
You could, the most popular show for a while, there was Squid Game, and that was from Korea. And, you know, a lot of these productions now, especially on Netflix or Amazon or whatever, there are co-productions between US and foreign studios. So, you know, when Hollywood is trying really hard to talk about how important they are, they're actually less important. They've never been less important than they are now.
Yeah, and that's why they're panicking. And that's why they're having meltdowns about, like, you know, Paramount, they're buying Warner Brothers and all that, and they're all worried about the Ellisons, and they're all like, oh, it's going to be job shrinkage and everything else. There's a lot of things that are leading to your job shrinkage. I think the pandemic didn't help, but then the strikes really were did it.
Yeah.
We kept, because they had overly, you know, greenlit shows, and a lot of them were stupid choices. Well, so, you know, it's a self-correcting problem.
What happened with Netflix, I think, is they looked at what people were actually watching, and I think they cut back because they're like, we can just import shows from Korea and Japan.
They don't even support them. They go over there, and they're working actively with the studios to make Netflix-exclusive shows, because they have Netflix over there, too, so they're run on Netflix there and here. And they oftentimes have them, you know, immediately subtitled same time they're released around the same time, or they have it dubbed sometimes, and they release them, you know, pretty much around, they're getting released both places at the same time, because they are made. I know Disney's doing it, Netflix is doing it. I know Hulu's Disney, so I know different places are doing that, where they're just getting exclusives made in those countries, and they're making deals directly with those countries.
So let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. You'll get a woohoo if you do.
Woohoo!
If you'd like more Clownfish TV, if you'd like episodes that are not available on YouTube, go out to more. more.clownfishtv.com. That's more. more.clownfishtv.com. And check out the audio version of Clownfish TV on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We are there. So thank you very much for that. Again, this is coming from The Wrap. They said it's no secret that Hollywood's grip on global audiences has loosened. But while the decline of American entertainment dominance is old news, the industry's assumed solution, pushing local content for local audiences, is also missing the mark. So looking at demand trends over the past few years reveals that as global viewers have moved away from U.S. content, they aren't simply retreating to their domestic borders. They're actively blowing past them. So they're going out and watching the same shows we are,
mm-hmm.
and they're not American shows.
Mm-mm.
The global share of demand for U.S. series fell from 51% in 2022 to 41.9% in 2025. Now, it's still a good majority of the content being produced, but 10% in 2 or 3 years is a pretty big loss.
Yeah. I'm just sorry. I was thinking they should just go get British shows directly instead of just watching the American remakes.
They should, yeah.
Because now, half our shows are just copied off of British ones.
They are. It's so weird. Like, yeah, like 2/3 of our sitcoms were actually British. They were. So this is not just America losing a foothold in export markets. American audiences themselves are swapping out local shows for international imports. In the U.S., demand for American series dropped from 78% to 68% over the same 3-year period. So 10% in just a couple of years. Where is it going to be in 5 years? 10 years? You wonder why they're not greenlighting as much? They really don't have to, because it's all about the numbers. It's all about the metrics. As long as they have the watch time, it doesn't matter what country the content comes from. It doesn't matter where it's made.
They're doing double duty, too. Like I said, Netflix, Disney, and them making these exclusives, they're running it over there on their streaming services, and they're running it over here. So you're killing two birds with one stone. You're making one show that people are going to really want to watch, make it exclusive to your streamer, but they're making it in other countries for that audience. And then if it's a popular audience in America, they're bringing that here at the same time. You know, one budget, instead of making two shows, whatever, they're making one show, and just it's going to be really popular in both locations or multiple locations.
Well, that explains why when you watch movies and shows and stuff anymore, the credits, the intro, there's like 15 production companies involved with the show, because they're all kind of chipping in to you know, bring the stuff to their market or whatever. They said this trend is broad-based and not just driven by a few large markets. Overall, 78% of countries had a smaller share of demand for U.S. series in 2025 than they did in 2022. And I would guess it's going to be even lower now, because we've had a lot of turkeys over the last year or two. If audiences are watching less American content, what are they tuning into? The natural assumption is local programming, yet the data contradicts this. While 41% of countries saw local content demand grow between 2022 and 2025, more than half actually saw declining demand share for local news. Story lies in the third category, content that's neither American nor produced in the viewer's home country. So basically, somebody in Turkey or Spain or whatever could be watching K-dramas too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's huge. Or just any kind of like country that's known for their shows. It's across the board. That's what we're seeing more and more of. I've been telling you this for years, because I've been watching them for a long time, and I've noticed it's getting more and more popular. They said most likely Korean, British, or Turkish dramas. Or like the, you know, that's in Brazil. But I know other countries. I go on to like, I do Viki, and on there you can watch and people can comment. It's a app for streaming K-drama. But, you know, I was on there before you could get it on every place else so easily. So I've been on there a long time. But people can comment while you're watching it. And people all over the world are chiming in. I'm from here. I'm from there. They're always posting where they're from. And a lot of people are not from America or Korea. They're just watching the shows.
Yeah, and then you see shows like, you know, One Piece that have these massive international audiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anime especially has massive international appeal.
Yeah, from Japan.
Between 2022 and 2025, 89% of the country saw an increase in the share of demand for non-local, non-U.S. shows. The film industry mirrors this, with 94% of countries seeing increased demand for movies outside the U.S. in local categories. America's dominant role as the world's content supplier is slipping, and audiences are casting a wider net.
You know why? I think a couple reasons here. One is probably because it's so expensive with American stuff. But two, I think it's because of what the content has been.
Yeah.
They have not been good. They're failing at the box office here, and they're not doing well overseas either, because people don't want that. And especially go to some other countries where a lot more conservative than they are in the U.S., constantly shoehorning in, you know, your writers and directors, personal OCs and all that, you know, and changing things to be about every agenda point they could be, and just like shoving it down your throat, doesn't always fly in every country.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that, because they're trying to be nice on the rap, because
they're saying it too.
Well, read between the lines here. They said several factors are driving these worldwide shifts. U.S. entertainment companies have slowed their output, expanded their international footprint, and ultimately primed audiences to be much more receptive to foreign language content. Translation, U.S. audiences shunned a lot of the stuff being produced. The studios realized it was cheaper to produce stuff overseas than it is to produce it in Hollywood, and people don't want that stuff.
Well, no, people want the stuff that's overseas because it's better. They're better stories.
I'm saying the Hollywood produced shit, usually they don't want it.
Yeah, nobody wants it. They don't even want it overseas.
Yeah. So this is why I think tech companies are going to basically run Hollywood at this point. They are, because they don't really care. They don't have to play by the rules that, like, oh, you got to, hire so many people to make the unions happy. You got to stay here in California. You got to have so many people of certain kinds of people working on your show. You got to hit these talking points. No, whatever gets watch time, whatever drives subscriptions, that's what you make. And weirdly, you have companies like Apple that people thought were super woke or whatever. A lot of their content lately has been really top shelf, but nobody talks about it. Mm-hmm. It's like they have some really, really good stuff on Apple, but nobody's talking about Apple. They're all talking about Netflix and stuff. But Hollywood's done. Like this is another indicator between this and YouTube, and the fact that the biggest movies now are YouTuber movies that are beating Disney tentpoles that cost many, many times what the YouTuber movies did. It's not painting a very good picture, and they have nobody to blame but themselves for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to real quick before we wrap this up, tell people, hey, a couple things you can watch. You want to watch some good K-dramas. Teach You a Lesson is really good. That one's on Netflix. The Wonderfuls, I love that one quite a bit too. Is it on Netflix? It's either Netflix or Hulu. I can't remember.
I've never watched it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I know you don't know, but those are both good. So just FYI.
Okay, well, there you go. Geeky does watch a lot of, almost everything you watch is K-drama or
it's like China. Skinwalker Ranch. Yeah.
Paranormal stuff. So it's like reality TV. It's like reality TV or
Korean
stuff.
Only reality TV that's like, related to like paranormal stuff.
Yeah. So I watch old shows. I very seldom watch new stuff unless we have to review it or it's something I actually want to watch, and that doesn't happen very often. I was kind of invested in Stranger Things until they dropped the ball with that.
Oh yeah, they completely ruined that one.
Well, plus the seasons too, like streaming shows is like, okay, well you have to wait 3 years for 6 new episodes. I'm like, what? It's like, why do I remember we used to get like 20, 25 episodes a year. And now it's like, oh yeah. Several
like
years.
Yeah.
And then you forget about when the show comes back. You're just like, yeah, it was like 3 years ago. I don't really care. I don't really care anymore. So we're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
RIP Hollywood. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.
Bye.